The 5th National Grazing Lands Conference took place this past week in Orlando, and Greg Hendricks, state resource conservationist with USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service in Florida, was pleased with the event, noting there were livestock producers and industry folks from across the country attending. But for Hendricks, this was his last major event with NRCS as he's retiring at the end of the year.
I sure am. After 35 years with USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service, I've been involved in the GLCI effort since before it was even known as GLCI, when a group of producers got together in Billings, Montana, back in 1989, and I've been involved with the concept and the foresight as to what they were trying to do since the beginning. It's exciting to see how they built the alliance with all the different grazing entities from around the country. I'm going to miss it, but I'm not going to go too far.
Hendrick said grazing lands are so important to the state of Florida, across the Southeast, and around the nation.
They provide so many services beyond the food and fiber and energy that they produce. They provide clean air, they provide clean water, landscapes in which we like to drive through and observe wildlife. It's just a tremendous asset to the nation, and hopefully with the efforts of the producers and the supporting programs from USDA, they'll be here forever and ever.
For more information on NRCS programs available to enhance grazing lands in the state, go to their website at fl.nrcs.usda.gov. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.